A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 3. The scripture says, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." God is a God of wisdom, a God of program and planning. The wisdom of God is infinite. His wisdom cannot be searched out. Whatever God does, he has finished it before starting it. And so we must understand that God always finishes his work before starting it. God does not start what he has not finished. And in his wisdom, he has finished everything about our creation, about our salvation and redemption from the foundation of the earth. God knew before the foundation of the world that the enemy will come to attempt to destroy what he has done. And he had made a way of escape for us from the very start. A look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18 to verse number 21 reveals this. The scripture says, "Know ye that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Pay attention to verse number 20. "He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." God, before the foundation of the world, foreordained Christ Jesus as the window of escape for mankind. That window of escape was opened for us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. But that window was not made manifest, is that rather made manifest in this end time for everyone who will believe. And it is important for us, therefore, to understand this window of escape. God will always open a window of escape for mankind. God knows us. From the very beginning, he knows who we are. And don't forget, Jesus knew men, and he would not that any would speak for him. God also knows men. He knows us, and he has made provisions for our misdemeanor. He has made provision, a way of escape, a window of escape for us from all our faults. Christ coming into the world and his eventual death and resurrection were all foreordained by God. It was part of the program of God for the redemption and reconciliation of man with him. In Genesis chapter number 3 and in verse number 15, God placed a curse on the devil, on the serpent. God told him, "I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman, between our seed and your seed. You will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head." In spite of the failure of man, in spite of the sin of man in the Garden of Eden, God made a way of escape. He opened a window of escape for mankind. That window of escape is in the mercy of God that is found in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Don't forget, in Matthew chapter 1 and in verse number 21, the Bible says, "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So Jesus Christ came. It is the mercy of God that is manifested. Mercy that God made manifest to us. Don't forget, in Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men." Jesus is the grace that brings salvation, is the mercy of God that has opened a window of escape for mankind, for his misdemeanor, for his misbehavior. Just like the prodigal son who went astray from his father after wasting his resources with riotous living, he came back home beaten and battered, but his father opened his arms and welcomed him back home. That is mercy at work. And so the window of escape that God has opened for mankind is found in his mercies. And that's why the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. And this mercy is found in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And so when Jesus was born, it was mercy that came into the world. The window that God promised in Genesis, Jesus Christ is the promised seed of the woman. And so when Mary gave birth to Jesus, the seed of the woman, without any participation or contribution from man. And that's why he is the seed of the woman, not the seed of any man, but the seed of the woman. Don't forget, it was the Holy Ghost that overshadowed Mary. It was a power of the highest that incubated upon her that the only child was born through her, Jesus of Nazareth, the window of escape that God promised mankind. That in our sins today, in our misbehavior, God has left this window open that anyone who will embrace Christ Jesus and accept his finished work will receive the mercy of God and forgiveness for his sin. This must be understood, that the only way to foster good relationship between people is for a window of escape, the window of mercy, to be left open. Between a husband and his wife, we will always offend against each other, but the window of mercy must be left open. That's window of escape for our sin, for our offenses. And so forgiveness must be released, and then it must be obtained. It must be requested for, it must also be obtained. That mercy is the window that God has opened, that we must also open for ourselves to forgive those who offend against us, so we can move on in life and in destiny. Do not forget, Jesus is the window of escape that God has left for anyone who is willing, or who would be willing, to accept the finished work of Christ on the Calvary. Now, how do we accept this finished work? What are the steps I need to take to accept the finished work of Christ, to accept the blessings and the benefit of Christmas, of Christ coming into the world? Number one is repentance and forgiveness. In 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 8 and verse number 9, the scripture says, if we say that we have no sin, the truth is not in us, and we make God a liar. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't forget, it was sin that separated between man and God. And it was this same question that Jesus Christ came to answer in his birth. That was the reason why he left this, his glory in heaven. He came down into this planet earth to submit himself, to be born through a virgin, to be born of a woman in a manger, so that he can make provision for us, the window of escape that God has left open for us. So we need repentance, confession of sin. It is genuine repentance that will lead to confession of sin, and it is confession of sins that will lead to forgiveness of sin. We must understand this as we embrace Christ Jesus through total repentance and confession of our sins. This window must also be understood in terms of our relationship with each other, again, particularly between a husband and his wife. We will always offend against each other. We'll always step on each other's toes. But we must leave this window of escape open. It is the window of mercy. But this mercy is obtained if I confess my faults, if I admit my faults to my spouse, if I do not cover it up, if I do not hide it. There is the need for us to open up to ourselves, be open and confess, admit your faults, admit your mistakes. This is the way to obtain the mercy of God. When you admit your faults and admit your mistakes, then you obtain mercy from the Almighty God. But if a man refuses to admit his error, to admit his faults or mistake, there will be no reason for him or her to ask for repentance or for forgiveness. He cannot, he will not, because he has not seen anything wrong in what he has done. He is still hiding himself. He's still making excuses. And so he cannot make any repentance or forgiveness because he's busy making excuses. And so we shut the window of escape by being obstinate, by being stubborn, by not admitting our faults, and by not asking for forgiveness. As long as we shut this window, the window is there, opened by the mercy of God. But for as long as we shut it on ourselves, and we do not receive what Christ has come to do for us on the cross of Calvary. I encourage you, therefore, to be open, to confess your faults one to another, to receive or ask, to ask and receive forgiveness of sin. Don't forget, in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 14, the scripture says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. We have the forgiveness of sin. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we have the forgiveness of sin. This is the window of mercy, the window that God has left open for us. And it is important for us to embrace this window by asking and receiving forgiveness, by admitting our faults and our mistakes, and by confessing our sins. The Lord God of heaven will help you, and the reason for this season will not be a wasted one over your life and destiny. In Jesus' precious name, let us pray. Say, Father, I thank you for leaving a window of escape open for me in spite of my faults and sins. Thank you, Almighty God, for the window of escape that you have made available and left open for us through Christ Jesus our Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, let every sin that has broken my fellowship with you be forgiven me today. I confess my sins, and I ask, oh God, that every sin that has broken my fellowship with you be forgiven me, and that the power of this sin be totally broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, I receive the grace to admit my faults and mistakes whenever I am wrong. I receive the grace not to shut the window of mercy, window of escape against myself. I receive the grace to receive and to obtain, to accept the mercy, the window that you have left open for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Pray and say, Father, let the purpose for Christ's coming find expression in my life, the purpose of peace, the purpose of forgiveness, of prosperity, of healing and soundness. Let these purposes find expression in my life, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It shall be as you have spoken in the ears of the Lord this morning. I pray that the purpose for Christ coming into the world will find expression, full expression in your life and in your destiny. The grace to admit your faults when you make mistakes, the grace to ask for forgiveness and to receive mercy and forgiveness is imparted to you now in the name of Jesus. The power of sin over your life is totally shattered, totally broken in the name of Jesus. And may the purpose of God find full expression in your life and destiny. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us at noon today for our Moriah Prayer Convocation, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Join us for a glorious service on Sunday, the 31st of December, 8 a.m. at the Light Cathedral. And remember, our crossover service also hold 8 p.m. same day. Let's come and cross over to greater glory. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodu, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year in advance. The Lord bless you.